This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr is denying he's influenced by the president in the case against Trump ally Roger Stone. On ABC News, he said President Trump's tweets about cases before the Justice Department make it impossible for him to do his job.
I have a problem with some of the tweets. I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case.
Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee next month as questions arise from prosecutors who quit the Roger Stone case. The prosecutors had recommended a lengthy prison sentence that the Justice Department would not back.
What am I going to do, sit back and let a man go to jail maybe for 9 years when murderers aren't going to jail? Look, you have some of the most serious, horrible rapists and everything else. They don't go to jail for 9 years.
The president in an interview with Geraldo Rivera. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The Senate approved a bipartisan measure limiting President Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. The resolution says he must first seek approval from Congress. Republican Senator James Inhofe does not agree with the vote.
The Iranians will interpret a vote in favor of this resolution as tying the president's hands, and that would lead Iran to believe once again that it can get by with anything.
The president is expected to veto the measure. During a campaign stop, Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg apologized for a controversial police tactic.
There is one aspect, approach that I deeply regret, the abuse of a police practice called stop and frisk. I defended it, looking back, for too long because I didn't understand then the unintended pain it was causing to young black and brown families and their kids. I should have acted sooner and faster to stop it. I didn't, and for that I apologize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republicans continue to defend President Trump in the Roger Stone case, as USA's Tim Berg explains.
As Democrats continue to accuse President Trump of assaulting the rule of law in the Roger Stone case, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this is all about impeaching the president.
Attorney General Barr is coming before the committee as well, but there's no issue here. It's just like everything else that the Democrats went to play. They do not have facts. All they have is a mission to impeach, and this is all they continue to drive. When the rest of America would like to move on from their nightmares they put us through, and let's start working on issues that America cares most about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The parents of a teenage girl who died in the Parkland, Florida school shooting in 2018 have filed a new lawsuit against the federal government. Andrew Pollack and Shara Kaplan, parents of Meadow Pollack, filed the complaint in federal court in Florida. They accused the government of failing to take any action whatsoever to prevent the February 14, 2018 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. They state the FBI knew that Nicholas Cruz had the desire and capability to carry out a mass school shooting. The shooting happened exactly 2 years ago today. 17 people died, including 14 students and 3 teachers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. It's an American kind of thing, okay? It's not something that's exclusive to the parties. I mean, set that aside. I mean, we've got to think about the higher calling and what this is all about. This is about, holding on to the greatest system of governance, I think, that man has ever created. And this constitutional government, this democratic republic, when Benjamin Franklin was asked, okay, so what kind of government we got? And he responded to the lady, said, look at a republic if you can keep it. And this is where we are right now, is that we have been rather lackluster and casual about this republic. And in many cases taken for granted. But, this is a government of for by we the people. So we only have us to blame. You can't go around blaming Obama or Trump or, George W. Just go ahead and pick one, Clinton. We have allowed these politicians to get away with the mess that we have today. And there is no doubt we have serious issues in our government. I mean, if you think not, look at the pushback that's going on. I mean, you have an exposing agent like Donald Trump, and I will give him credit for this, is that he has exposed the underbelly, deep state if you want to call it, but what it translates to is an abuse of power, truly, and an abuse of this constitutional government. They are not following the Constitution. They're making up their own rules. Clearly, that's what's going on. And that comes out loud and clear. And every time their positions are threatened, you see a knee-jerk response. Something that you witness in business all along is that people don't like the CEO, and they went, I'm not going to go along with that. And, wait a minute. He's the CEO, he's the president, you're not. Or he's the boss, you're not. And you're not going to take, any kind of instruction because you know better, and you're going to be this loose cannon rebel running around in the company causing all kinds of problems. I mean, this is what's obvious. So what happens in everyday life is being manifest in our government today, and you have to be careful. We have to be careful to choose wisely and to think wisely and to think critically as to how do things function. And we have dysfunction going on because everybody is abandoning the first principles. Our next guest, Trevor Mowat, joins us now, and we're going to talk about a better you, okay? And Trevor, I just so love his mindset and his approach, because you hear me think, talking often here on the show about how it begins with a thought. And I love, Zig Ziglar in the past. He referred to it as stinking thinking. And that's what we got. We got too much stinking thinking going on. But Trevor Mowat, he has been a student of this, and he's been hailed as the world's best trainer by Sports Illustrated, and is the mental coach to Super Bowl winning quarterback Russell Wilson. And he has discovered the secrets for peak performance, and they've helped elite athletes and U.S. Special Forces, and how they can apply to our own lives. Trevor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great, Bill. Excited to be here.
Hey, great to have you with us. We're a little soft on hearing you through the phone line here. I don't know if it was just the connection.
Okay, is my voice on there a little bit better? Am I a little
much better. Much better.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, the book, It Takes What It Takes, shares the innovative training that has worked for professional athletes in Major League Baseball, basketball, UFC, and more. And you call it neutral thinking. Explain the key here to our audience, if you would.
Well, I mean, look, when we think of an athlete obviously in any sport, professional, baseball, basketball, football, male, female, you know, we think broadly of what they do to shoot, score, and the things that drive their success. And I think all of us know that behind the scenes there's bigger, faster, stronger, the athleticism that makes them better. And then there's things in terms of how they eat, what time they eat, and how they sleep, and all these things that drive your success. And one thing we know is that the way we think psychologically is going to connect to how we perform. So we want to have a plan. And in my years working, you know, with Nick Saban at Alabama and Jimbo Fisher at Florida State and some of these top programs, you don't have an environment of athletes that are looking for people like Zig Ziglar. So if you're going to bring self-help concepts, the power of the mind and the power of thought, you have to do them in the most simple, practical ways that make sense for the athletic population. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Go ahead.
And so what this book is and what we talk about is just the simplest level of understanding the psychological fundamentals of thinking. And it does kind of go back to what Zig was saying around thinking. But basically what we found is that, you know, all this emphasis on trying to get people to be positive and meditate and you know, there's really no clear science around positive thinking being helpful, as much as we know that negative thinking, you know, works at 100% efficiency and always works negatively.
Kind of amazing how that works, huh?
Right. And so what we really wanted to teach our athletes at many of these top programs is how thinking and in order to think about negativity is a multiple of 4 to 7 times more powerful than positivity. Mm-hmm. And when you externalize something and you say it out loud, it's 10 times more powerful on top of that. So what we started to understand was, if negativity is a problem, we need to teach our athletes how to minimize it. Mm-hmm. They struggle to embrace positivity, but they don't want to be negative.
Right.
So that's the first thing we focus on teaching. And then I think secondly, we understand that language is the carrier. So what if we could help our athletes not say stupid things out loud?
Right, because words matter.
That is,
yeah.
Just by learning how to not do that, the change that made organizationally for us, Bill, was incredible.
Just by the power of the spoken word, by reducing that, because that's pretty easy. Thinking is kind of tough because it's almost
correct.
Autonomous. I mean, a brain is always working, and so
as powerful,
right? Interesting.
You know, but the spoken word, I look, Bill's always going to be in control of Bill's spoken word. You're always going to be in control of what you're saying out loud. Hey, I don't want to be here. I'm tired. Another Valentine's Day, it's going to be this situation, or God, we're down 13 points in the fourth quarter, probably going to lose. You know, all those things, and even the best athletes in the world are prone to speaking that way if they don't understand the influence. By saying that, I'm increasing the probability that it will be that way by a factor of 70.
Wow.
And so that's what we wanted to understand in the beginning was really, you know, the power of negativity and how what we consume and what we watch and what we listen to, we really educated our players on this, showed them a bunch of examples, gave them a bunch of data, a bunch of videos, so they understand, hey, I got to be really careful with the things I say out loud.
Yeah, I mean, something so simple as that, and then the results were almost immediate, were they not?
Yes, because as soon as you start reducing negativity, particularly controllable, the change to your life is basically, it's like lifting weights off your body, and your mind is less flooded by the negativity, and it's more free to think creatively, or what we call neutrally. Look, a neutral thought is basically, I think, Bill, where people struggle with positive thinking is it's always connected to an outcome. Mm-hmm. Something bad happens, I have to immediately pretend it didn't happen.
Right.
What we wanted to say is when something bad happens, it did happen.
We've got to go to break, Trevor. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Thank you for being with us. More from Trevor Moad after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The strength of the
Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson wrote the foreword to his new book, It Takes What It Takes. Sports Illustrated has referred to Trevor Moad as a top mental conditioning the coach, the world's best trainer, best brain trainer. Wow, that's quite a compliment. The bottom line is, Trevor, they say you know how to win.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you pick the best organizations to spend time with, it makes it a little bit easier. But I certainly have been around a lot of winning. And I think even for your audience, you know, whether you follow sports or not, you take, you know, Russell Wilson is an athlete that doesn't really check a lot of the boxes in many ways. Mm-hmm. At 5'10" and you know, you look at the quarterback metrics, you know, how has he won the most games in the history of pro football through 8 years? You know, not physiologically meeting up to the demands, and I think that that's where our psychological strength can really buoy us up when we have physiological areas that may not be as strong. So I think the idea of recognizing, I think the audience recognizing that you don't need to be sick to get better, you know, that problems don't need to drive your need to improve, but your greatness should drive that need to improve. And if you really start thinking, as I'm listening to this right now, where are the sources of negativity coming in my life? And if you say, well, my work and my job, there's nothing I can do about it. All right, I respect that. Mm-hmm. There are things you can do about it, and we talk about it in the book, in your work environment. But the places you do control, the music you listen to, the things that you watch, the words that you say out loud, if you can get better at how you manage that, it's crazy how much that will help you free up yourself to accomplish the things that you want and use the gifts that you've been given.
Exactly. Now, you talk in the book about the three states of truth-based thinking. Break that down.
Well, I think we have to understand that there's just realities. Like, the idea of being neutral is based on the truth. Like, it is what it is. So what has happened and what's happening and what will happen, there's really nothing we can do to influence what's happened. Mm. And we have a lot of control on what will happen by maximizing what's currently happening. And can I break down the subcomponents that are going to allow me to be a good husband, a good worker, a good performer, a good basketball player, a good speaker, and focus on those things? It's not complicated. You know, Joe Maddon, for all those years when he was with the Cubs, said, can you do simple better? The best athletes in the world, but, you know, being involved in 8 national championship games, were masters of simplicity. And that's the thing I want the audience to understand. You know, am I doing those things? And maybe what I don't do and what I don't say might help me change my life most proficiently.
Wow, that is powerful in and of itself. So this illusion of choice, expand on that.
There's a great basketball player, still plays, Bill, named Vince Carter. Mm-hmm. And I was consulting with the Memphis Grizzlies, and I was getting ready to take a trip to a university where we had a number of players that got in trouble. And Vince was a huge college football fan. We were just having a conversation about, you know, college football. And he just said, you know, how many of those guys want to play professional football? And I said, probably 7 out of 10. And a number of them had just got in trouble. And he says, and isn't it crazy that they think they can do whatever they want to do and still make it to that level? And I said, what do you mean? He said, look, it's 38 years old to play pro basketball. I can't eat fast food. I can't eat snacks at these specific times. I can't dunk during a game because I got to get back on defense. You know, there's all these things that I'm not able to do, and there's a very clear path that I need to do to still play pro basketball 38. I said, well, what do you mean? Choice is an illusion? And he said, yeah. So I think the sooner we recognize that if you want to be good at something, the choices are finite. This is how you're going to do it. And if you don't do it, that's okay, but don't let choice get in your way, thinking you can go to bed at 5 in the morning or you can do certain things that you know clearly would immediately get in the way of your own success. So
exactly.
We talk about that a lot at Georgia football and some of the places, that the choices are finite, and they're very, very clear, and we're either going to do it or we're not. And that goes to the final point, you know, which the book is titled, It Takes What It Takes.
Mm-hmm.
To be a good host, to be a good anything, it takes what it takes, and you got to make a decision whether or not you're going to get behind those things.
Well, It Takes What It Takes is the name of the book, and Trevor Maude is with us. Trevor has been hailed as the world's best trainer by Sports Illustrator, as the mental coach to Super Bowl winning quarterback Russell Wilson, as we shared earlier. Trevor, how do we visualize success and work towards it?
Well, look, our body responds to our mind, and think about a commercial. You know, we watch TV, we watch any marketing campaign. You know, normally a TV show is 43 minutes to 17 minutes our commercial.
Right.
The more we start to advertise to ourselves in the same way Nike did to us in 1988 with Just Do It, the more we start to take some real control over our visualization and what we're imaging. So as I start to think about, this is how I want my life to look, your life is going to look in direct proportion to the things that you do.
Mm.
And so if you break down the subcomponents of what you do, and you've written them down and you've clearly defined them, then you're really creating a marketing campaign for yourself.
Exactly. So it is it's target focusing, right?
Target focusing is a great way to explain it, but basically it's just structured thinking. And it's using your language. These are the things that are going to allow me to get where I want to go. And I'm not, if I do it, I do it. If I don't, I don't. But I don't want to make it complicated. Look, average people become average through average behavior, not average aptitude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen a lot of people that have made it where there's no explanation because their behavior is so far ahead of their success.
Right. You know, Trevor, I used to say that there should be this filter quotient that comes in because our mind is working so quickly and there's so many ideas that come across the portal here. And the constant question that I use is, does it add or take away?
Yeah, and I think that's an incredible way to look at it. I mean, am I doing things that are adding or am I doing things that are taking away? Am I consuming things that are doing those things? That's a simple way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's in alignment with what we're teaching.
So how do we develop self-awareness that, trumps negativity?
Well, I think, look, you have to make a decision if you're going to be, how you want social media or how you want news, how you want any of those things to influence you. So, how a president or how a political figure or even a head coach might be, that's my reality. If I play for somebody who's really negative or might be, look, negativity is 70 times more powerful than positivity, Bill. There's a reason a negative message works, right? Because our minds are cued to receive it. I have to minimize the ways I receive it. So if I stay in tuned and locked in with my Twitter likes and different types of things, then I'm bringing a lot of that in. How much of that really needs to be in my life and how much of it really impacts me and what do I still have control of relative to my local government, my situations, my circumstances, and then agnostically, what type of cable news and different things should I be consuming relative to what I feel like I'm capable of handling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know there's a story, a Major League Baseball player, a pitcher, and the coach went up to the mound and told him, so look at this guy hits the heck out of a low outside ball. Whatever you do, do not throw the ball low and outside. So guess what? The manager leaves the mound, and the next pitch is low and outside.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the science would basically say, just don't say that. Right? Just don't tell them what not to do. But there's also a lot of value, like we talked about, in terms of, for me in my years in Major League Baseball, particularly working with pitchers and some great pitchers, it's really, words like smooth and, and the exact opposite. It might be high and outside or high and inside or whatever the situation is, telling yourself where you want it to go. And a lot of people just aren't educated. And again, if I tell somebody don't do that and it's 7 to 10 times more powerful, then ultimately it's going to impact them and influence them significantly, particularly if they don't filter it out well themselves.
Well, whether you are an elite athlete, maybe it's just to be a better husband, a better employee, a better boss. It Takes What It Takes. It needs to be in your hands, and you need to read it. Check this out. Trevor Maude has been with us. Trevor, thank you so much. How can people get their hands on your book?
You know what, Bill? You can just go to any of the places you can find a book. You can go to Russell Wilson and I's our website, limitlessminds.com. or TrevorMowat.com on social media, Trevor Mowat. But Audible, you know, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, any of those places, it takes what it takes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr is denying he's influenced by the president in the case against Trump ally Roger Stone. On ABC News, he said President Trump's tweets about cases before the Justice Department make it impossible for him to do his job.
I have a problem with some of the tweets. I'm happy to say that, in fact, the president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case.
Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee next month as questions arise from prosecutors who quit the Roger Stone case. The prosecutors had recommended a lengthy prison sentence that the Justice Department would not back.
What am I going to do, sit back and let a man go to jail maybe for 9 years when murderers aren't going to jail? Look, you have some of the most serious, horrible rapists and everything else. They don't go to jail for 9 years.
The president in an interview with Geraldo Rivera. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'm in your open arms where I belong.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. Boy, I hope you got a lot out of that Trevor Mowat interview. Wow. You know, it's going to cause you to draw pause. You know, and it's interesting, you know, this idea of, you know, positivity and, you know, positive thinking. We were raised, many of us were raised on that. But the idea of having neutral thinking and also appreciating the power of our words. Maybe this might just be a reminder, you know, especially today being Valentine's Day. You know, we want to have it to be the best Valentine's Day ever. Well, you know, make sure the words we're sharing right now are focused to that end, that you're adding to that proposition of having the best Valentine's Day ever and not taking away. Because, you know, as I said, the stinking thinking that comes in, and it's amazing how we, you know, sabotage our own success by, you know, nurturing the thoughts that are very powerful. They cause our focus to drift away from the very thing we want. And, you know, and we end up paying the price because worse yet, I mean, it's bad enough that we think about it. And then we start talking about it, worse yet. So you add, and I think that was powerful revelation, what Trevor said, in terms of how much more powerful the words that we speak, what it does to those thoughts, those, you know, those little ideas, those, you know, little foxes that the Song of Solomon talks about, how they chew away at the root of the vine. Very powerful agents, and they can be rather annoying. But, you know, we promote that annoyance by reinforcing them with the words we speak. So maybe that's the good concept for us to take away on this day, this Valentine's Day, and that it would be a great day for you and the one that you've chosen. And if it's not specifically the one you've chosen, the one you're blessing this day, you know, kind of like what Lisa Anderson was saying, is that, you know, they're going to go and bless a 94-year-old widow and go spend some time with her. And, you know, there are people out there that on Valentine's Day that, do not have the one. And maybe they're thinking that, hey, they're alone. And, you know, so often in the busyness and the hecticness of this world, maybe we can redirect, you know, some of this energy that we've had and that we've wasted on impeachment, all this other political speak, speaking of which, and direct it in a positive way. And look at adding to the proposition and not taking away. Right now we're waiting on Rebecca Jenkins, and she's the author of Winning Big in Sales, Proven Steps for Ambitious Teams to Win, Grow, and Retain the Best Accounts. She's got some interesting insight in here, and again, it's on the heels of what we just spoke with Trevor, because Winning Big in Sales offers an approach to business success that builds on collaboration and partnerships. You know, we're better together. You know, when we operate as, islands unto ourselves, I mean, you know, this is what we're realizing even in the body politic and what's going on culturally. And, you know, the forces that are antithetical to America being great, they know that if they divide us, then we can conquer. I mean, we've heard that old trite saying, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. Well, that's still true. It's trite and that, but the reason that it's valid is because it works. And that's what we have to pause for just a moment and consider, whether in business or relationships at every turn that involve people. And I don't know anything that doesn't involve people. We have to come together and find those reasons and focus on those things why we are together. And right now, what we see happening, particularly in our government, because it's so over-promoted, or at least over-reported, that's one thing. It's kind of interesting. We should have a lot more reporting on things that really matter. But we hear a lot more about people who are disenchanted and they're fussing with their bosses in the political government. I mean, they work at the pleasure of the president in many cases, in most cases, in all cases, they really work at the pleasure of the people. That's us. Okay. We may have surrendered that position, but I believe that America is starting to understand what it means to be a government of, for, by, we the people. You know, it is our charge. It is our direction. And you know, whether it's business or in politics or anything, is that we all have to be on the same page. And I understand there's a diversity of ideas, and there is a time and place for those ideas to be expressed, to be, you know, to be gathered in and to participate. But if you're fussing because, you know, your idea isn't being chosen at this particular moment, then you are a detriment and you're a liability to the team. And this is why collaboration and partnerships are so important. And I understand Rebecca joins us now. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Well, congratulations on the book, Winning Big in Sales. I'm a marketing guy. Sales has been something that has been a part of my life ever since I think it was about 3 or 4 years old. And I used to sell dirt door to door, Rebecca. And, you know, I'd get those little canisters, you know, that here in the United States we had Father's Oats, you know, those little Father's Oats, you know, boxes. And I'd put dirt in those boxes, and I'd go, and because what happened, I'd knock door to door, and usually it was the wife. It'd say, "Oh, George, give the kid a buck. He's so cute, you know." And so, you know, we do that, which we get rewarded for. So I just kept knocking on doors, you know. So,
Selling is in your blood, Bill. Selling is in your blood.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So let's talk about your book, The Proven Steps for Ambitious Teams to Win, Grow, and Retain the Best Accounts. So how do we do that?
Well, it's based on my experience of growing a business and having some close shaves and some failures along the way, and then realizing that actually, when I got it right, there was a formula for this. And if you're happy with me to share the story, it was when I got very close to winning an exceptional account. I won it, and then I got very close to losing it. And it was my favorite account. It was with the body shop. And I was over the moon to win it because I work in logistics. Well, at that time, I was running a logistics business, and that's a highly competitive market to be in. 90-odd thousand logistics companies in the UK, even more competitive in the US. I think you've got 500,000. So to stand out in the marketplace like that and win big accounts and retain them is a tough business to be in.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you'd like me to carry on and share my story about that.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah? You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, I wanted to win the body shop account because I was a big fan of Anita Roddick, who was the founder of the body shop, and she was growing her business incredibly successfully. She had a great story behind her as well, because she started off making her products in the kitchen of her home. Then she set up her first shop on the southern coast of the UK. And she didn't have much money to get started, so she painted the inside of her shops green, dark green. That's where her logo came from, just to cover the mold. But she was very successful, and she had a very different approach. And that was a target account. I wanted to win that. I wanted to do their distribution. I was going to win it. So I spent an awful lot of time getting to know the body shop inside out, understanding their business. This was lesson number one. When you know the client or the prospect better than they know themselves, you're onto a good thing. And that's what you have to do, learn and know and find out about as much as you can about their client, their strategy, their business drivers, their financial performance, where they're going, what their aspirations are. And so I got to know the team there, and I got to know the body shop, and I understood how they did their distribution currently. And I just knew that was an account I wanted to win. And they decided one day to go out to tender, and they said that they were going to put my business on the shortlist to receive a tender, an invitation to quote. And to my dismay, they were going to put the biggest companies who provided logistics solutions in the UK also on that tender list. And I remember my heart sinking at the time, thinking, oh my goodness, how am I going to compete
exactly
with those big trucking companies, those very sophisticated and big organizations that were millions of pounds bigger than my business in terms of revenue. But anyway, we took the opportunity, and we discussed it with the team. And culture and values and collaboration are a huge part of
exactly. Rebecca, we need to hit pause for just a moment because we got to go to break, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately,
It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested food, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurts, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open your mind.
Hey,
we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation continues with Rebecca Jenkins. What a story. I mean, her leadership and sales career spans over 25 years, grown a business, winning many prestigious accounts, including The Body Shop, Next, and Magnet. And when the company came precariously close to losing one of her favorite hard-won accounts, Rebecca realized that a different way forward was needed. Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing like experience to teach us. And this is what I appreciate about sales, because it really is face-to-face, hand-to-hand combat, in a sense, with the environment, with clients. And I have found them to be some of my best teachers, Rebecca.
Well, you can learn skills, but you've got to put it into action, haven't you? And that's where the learning comes. Can read about how to ride a bike, but until you actually get on the bike and give it a go, you don't really know how to do it. And that's the great thing about sales, isn't it? It's being out there in front of the clients and finding what works and what doesn't work and being able to adapt your approach to meet different needs. And so in my book, I've covered lots of techniques that I've used and that I've been successful with. So hopefully people can pick up this book and just find ideas in it, as well as a complete kind of methodology to win those big accounts and be successful. Even like I thought at the time, I didn't have a chance of winning it because it was going to go to a company much bigger than mine.
Right.
But that's not the case. You can win big, even if you feel that your competitors have the edge. That's not always the case at all. Mm. And my book shares the methodology for being able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, for this first time, I mean, here it is, an account that you did a lot of studying, and you really probably within yourself felt like you had earned maybe an inside position, but yet the client had to make a decision to say, okay, a request for proposal, and opened it up to bigger accounts, and that could be quite threatening. But maybe you underestimated the power of the research and all the investment that you put into the account, which because it was so focused by you as opposed to some big company that usually comes in with their with the mass of their operation and thinking they've got it all figured out, but along the way you really had more advantage than you realized, didn't you?
You're spot on, Bill. I can tell you've been in sales because that. Exactly what happened, that I was and my team were able to put together a proposal where we had so much information that we knew we didn't know, but we put something together that was very different from the competitors. It was far more efficient, far more exciting to the body shop, and we won that contract. And the big companies were staggered that we'd won it.
Mm-hmm.
It put us on the map. They couldn't believe it. And any minute that there was any vulnerability in our performance, they would have been there to jump and pounce on that opportunity to win the contract back. And, you know, after a year of having this contract, and it was one of my favorite customers, and I just absolutely loved working with them, I went to a meeting thinking that we were going to get a big pat on the back for all that we had done, delivering all their performance indicators, delivering everything on time, even during the very, very busy Christmas period. And I was expecting them to tell us and the team how wonderful we'd been.
Mm-hmm.
And they did tell us that we'd achieved everything, but then they said, you're really boring, and you need to be doing something more exciting with us. And I had no idea what they meant.
Mm.
And I kept thinking, we're doing a great job. What are they talking about? And they said, well, you go away and think about it. You've got a couple of weeks, and if you don't come up with something, then we might have to look at somebody else. And I didn't want to lose that account, couldn't afford to lose the account, and knew that our competitors would be circling at the opportunity of it.
Absolutely.
And that was my second lesson. You know, once you've won a big account, and you're doing a great job, that's absolutely not enough to keep keep the account. And at the end, we came up with something transformational, which is the essence of my book as well. You've got to keep adding value that is over and above the general service standards that you're providing. And I'm really happy to say at the end, we kept the body shop contract for well over 15 years.
Well, and people need to understand that's unheard of in marketing. Usually the life expectancy of an advertising agency could be, 1 to 3 years maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, in logistics, contracts are generally for 3 to 5 years, and then they get renewed, and another company comes in, and they start all over again. But, we were very, very excited and delighted to have kept that contract for a long time. And from that, I learned a lot, and I was able to put a methodology together and understanding that, you know, it's simple. You have to know the client better than they know themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put something together for them which helps them to achieve their mission and their aspirations. And then, two, you have to keep that refreshed so that you keep that contract for the long term. So you build those partnerships. It becomes a collaboration. You work together. And if you do all of that, following the process that I outline, you will keep those contracts for the longer term because you're taking it beyond just trying to sell things to them. It's a very different approach.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about collaboration, some people may think it's just within the agency, but you're saying collaboration with the client, because that's important, is to be able to get inside to the heart and soul of the company so that you become co-collaborators for the mission of what the company is trying to attain, right?
That's right, Bill. That is the approach, and that takes time to be able to build that trust and to get to that position, but it is completely achievable if you work in a way that demonstrates that you can be trusted and that you are thinking there's a longer term picture and you do have an intention to build and support the client. So it really can be done. I've done it with a number of accounts and I've done it with in other companies as well, showing them how they can build those relationships for the long term.
Mm-hmm. Well, you touched on something a moment ago that I think is really key here. A client comes up with a statement, hey, you've done a good job, but you're boring. I mean, you could have just thrown yourself in the fetal position and say, look, we've done all this stuff. We're successful. But that was a challenge, you know, from the client and an honest one. And so the challenge was, okay, what did they mean? And so how did the team come together to understand what they meant when they said you're boring?
Well, first off, Bill, I think I'd probably just go into the fetal position for a few days thinking, oh, my goodness, this isn't fair. What do they think they're saying? We've done a great job.
Right.
And then you realize, well, you know, you've got to get on and find a solution. There's always a solution out there. And we took the challenge back to the team and we had brainstorming sessions and we were asking what more could we do. But I realized we were asking the wrong question, or I was asking the wrong question of the team. I kept saying, how can we provide a better distribution service for Body Shop? Which was the wrong question because we couldn't really improve on it that much. The smarter question, and so I'm a big believer in you know, thinking wider about the smarter questions you can ask. The bigger and better question was, how can we be more aligned strategically to Body Shop's vision, their mission, their goals, and their aspirations? And when I asked that question, it clicked. Mm. And it was the fleet engineer that came up with the idea that said, goodness, Body Shop's all about the environment. Why don't we see if we can put the most environmentally sound trucks on the road to do their distribution, because that plays in specifically to what Body Shop is about.
Exactly.
And we came out with a great transformational idea that was super. Body Shop loved it. And, I mean, a challenge then began to find the first natural gas vehicle that we could put on the road, because electric trucks wasn't even on the agenda at that time from a manufacturing perspective. And that helped. They loved the idea. Body Shop loved it. And they worked collaboratively with us on a project to make that happen. So it all came together. And we put the first truck on first natural gas truck on the road. And that helped to secure our relationship with Body Shop. But it was very much a collaboration in that whole process.
Well, Rebecca, as we come to the final minute and a half here together with your book, Winning Big in Sales, what is the big takeaway for other marketers and other salespeople that you want them to draw from your book?
That you can win big regardless of the size of your company and regardless of the extent of the competitiveness of your sector. It's not about winning on price. It's about winning by adding value. There's a five-step process to follow, which is completely outlined in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is based on my own experience, practical steps, not only in my own business, but working with companies who also face similar challenges. So those would be the big takeaways. You can do it. There is a solution. You can hold on to your clients for long periods of time, for years, and the whole process is outlined in the book.
Value is always better than price, isn't it?
Definitely. And, you know, I think we've always got to move the conversation away from the price, but be sure that we're adding value and innovation that the prospect sees will make a difference to their business.
Mm-hmm.
And setting that in based on, you know, emotion and logic and the credibility of the business that you work for.
Well, her book, Winning Big in Sales, Proven Steps for Ambitious Teams to Win, Grow, and Retain the Best Accounts. Rebecca Jenkins has been our guest. Rebecca, thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today.